about Flags for Heroes, why you guys are continuing this year with this program despite the COVID-19 pandemic.
So I think the important thing is, we understand the quarantine, and but, you know, we have to keep living and we have to keep supporting people out there. So I think it's very important for us to support the veterans and, people who protect us. And we felt that this would not only show unity between our Rotary Club, but it would also show that in times like this, which are hard times, we could step up to the challenge and still function even without, having annual, weekly meetings. And we could still come together as a group and still support our troops.
Yeah, in these trying times, I mean, so many first responders now are out there. They're protecting us. Doctors like yourself, you're working overtime. You're trying to protect the public. You're trying to care for the sick during this pandemic. Are you hoping that Flags for Heroes will be a message of encouragement and inspire people?
I think so. I think we're living in a time now that it's different. It's new for everybody. It's a unique situation. We're doing our best to stay safe, to protect ourselves and our loved ones. But we also have to keep in mind that the troops are there fighting for us every day. So, they're putting their lives in a line, and we have to, support them and their families. And this is an opportunity to show that even though we're not meeting face-to-face, we could still, raise money for the mission for Rotary International and raise money for our troops and be able to come together as a united group. And I think that shows character. I think that shows that our group is special. It's and maybe this could send a message to other groups and other Rotaries and other organizations that they could do the same, to support their causes. I don't think that we need to stop living. I just think we need to live cautiously at this time. But at the same time, having video conferencing and, doing things from home as much as we can is very, very important.
Where can people see the display and when can they see the display?
Well, the goal is for the Memorial Day weekend to be set up like we usually do annually at the Delta campus. We have a display right by the highway, by Route 13, where we lay out all the flags and all the names of all the contributors, as well as all the troops who are being recognized. So that is being done every Memorial Day weekend. So, even though we thought about postponing this event because of the nature of what's happening right now, we felt that this would be a bigger challenge for us. And if we could overcome this, we could overcome anything.
How can people get involved with this? I know there are sponsorships and there are corporate sponsorships. Can you talk about both?
Right. So there's different levels of sponsors. I mean, it really depends on what people are able to contribute. I know a lot of people are going through financial struggles right now, and certain organizations are taking a big hit. But we have different levels of commitment that you can make towards this on three different levels, really. We have a flyer that we created that we usually do annually. And we have a website that you can log on to read more information as well. But there's a different level, meaning you could just purchase individual flags. You could purchase flags as an organization in bunches. That information is available online, as well as, I could provide more information by phone, because my email and my phone number is also on the flyers as well. And I hope that everybody could contribute and support our troops.